West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Harrelson County School Superintendent Jerry Bell expecting the Harrelson County Board of Education will approve maintaining the district's millage rate of 14.548 for the 2025 fiscal year, which will result in an overall tax increase for those who own property within the school district boundaries.
But we'll have to have three hearings, September 13th at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., September 23rd at 6 p.m. The reason we have to have hearings, if you know, when the digest comes up, if it is increased at all, even though we don't plan on raising the millage rate, we've never done that. This will be my 10th time setting it here. This will be one of three times we plan on keeping the rate the same. Unfortunately, that is considered an increase, although most of our property owners saw a decrease in their property taxes.
Bell speaking with WKNG King Country Morning Show host John Copeland this past Friday.
The rollback rate, if we chose to go with the rollback rate, would be 14.39. We've got ours at 14.548, and that's where we plan on keeping it. You're only talking an increase in the digest as a whole of 1/16 of a point. You know, there's a lot of things that unexpected increases to our budget. The governor came out twice last year with raises for all employees. Only a small portion of that's given by the state. And then much of that has to be funded locally. That was several $100,000 that we incurred.
Bell joins Copeland every Friday morning to talk all things Harrelson County Schools. A GoFundMe account set up for the family of the Bremen High School football quarterback who suffered a major injury during a game this past Friday night has raised approximately $43,000 of its $100,000 goal by early Tuesday morning. Carson Kimball suffered a major injury to his spine during Friday's rivalry game against Bowden High School that left him with no feeling in his legs. He underwent surgery at Grady Memorial Hospital, where he is currently being treated. Meanwhile, a 19-year-old Carrollton man involved in a motorcycle accident Thursday morning remains at Kennestone Hospital in the ICU in critical condition, according to his mother. According to the Georgia State Patrol, the crash occurred around 9 a.m. Thursday on Northside Drive at Georgia 113 in Carrollton and involved a Hyundai Elantra and a Suzuki motorcycle. The Georgia State Patrol Troop D Specialized Collision Reconstruction Team continues to investigate that crash. Vanessa Mulcahy has identified the driver of the motorcycle as her son Jacob and says he will need multiple surgeries and his recovery will be a very long road. A GoFundMe page had raised approximately $3,600 for the family as of Tuesday morning. A former Buchanan City employee accused of stealing thousands of dollars from the city and altering public documents before she resigned from her position earlier this year is free from the Harrelson County Jail after meeting a $3,000 bond. According to Buchanan Police Chief David Ratner, Anna Megan Brock of Temple was employed as the department's chief court clerk from 2017 until May the 30th of this year, at which time Brock resigned to take a new position elsewhere. The new clerk took over the duties the following month. Soon after, questions were raised regarding fines that had allegedly been paid and collected and not properly documented. Ratner says an internal investigation revealed discrepancies in the documentation of cash fines paid to the department over at least a two-year period. The chief requested the GBI take over the investigation, and last week they issued warrants for Brock's arrest. She turned herself in to authorities. Ratner said Brock had no previous documented issues as a city employee. Well, just over a month after a fatal plane crash killed seven West Georgia residents, including three members of Georgia-based gospel group The Neelands, a report from the National Transportation Safety Board is sharing details about what happened. The fatal crash in Wyoming killed pilot Larry Haney and his wife Melissa, both of Villarica, as well as Jason and Kelly Neeland Clark, Amber and Nathan Kissler, and their assistant Melody Hodges. The NTSB's preliminary report released last week states the plane's data shows that during the last part of the flight, the plane started to malfunction. The report reads, during the last portion of the flight, the pilot reported to the Salt Lake City Air Route Traffic Control Center controller the loss of the autopilot and declared an emergency. The controller queried the pilot on where he would like to land, however, received no initial response. The pilot then responded that he was trying to get control of the airplane, to which the controller advised the pilot to let them know if he required additional assistance. This was followed by the loss of radio and radar contact. Soon after, the Federal Aviation Administration issued an alert notice for the plane, which was found by local law enforcement in remote terrain about 12 miles northeast of Recluse, Wyoming. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the NewsTalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.